Well, again, I have the best committee, but as I'm sitting here thinking about it, I think our success in student affairs is only because we pay attention in academic affairs by having wonderful professors that teach our wonderful kids, and also in finance and budget, because we have to make sure that everything matches and we're doing what we need to do to be fiscally responsible. So now, I guess Dr. Martha Sales, and I'm sure it's going to be this WKU band people have been so patiently waiting for their time to shine. So I'm so excited.
Thank you so much, Rika Dennison. Yes, we are pleased to introduce the best band in the land. Give it up for them. For introductions, as you all share with us today.
Sure.
Good afternoon. We've got a couple of students that are going to be joining us with this presentation. So, Mr. Gilbert, if we can... Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Dr. Sheldon.
Dr. Steve Brown. Okay, theme music.
My
theme
right. BRMB is this tiny microphone. And today we're going to hear everybody's favorite things about the Big Red Marching Band.
Red shirt.
As a whole, has taught me how to like work hard and how to put yourself into something that you really love.
I think Marching Band was a huge lesson in discipline. Our school motto, the spirit makes the master, I think that Marching Band has really taught me that.
Growing as a performer in Marching Band and growing as a person, that's been really cool to see.
Marching Band may not be a skill that I can use later on in my life, but the things that I've learned from it definitely will be.
I think the thing that I love most about Marching Band is the community that it provides.
I love that I can just show up to rehearsal and just be in a good mood, even if I had a
bad day. I love Marching Band because it really gives me a sense of belonging. It's given me an opportunity to meet people that aren't just my friends, but they're my family. You spend a lot of time with these people, hours and hours, rehearsals, game days, long bus rides. You get to love these people.
And I do enjoy Marching Band in and of itself, but I think people make Marching Band.
All my best friends are here.
It's just a giant family. And we really show that through all of our enthusiasm towards the program and just towards each other and what we do.
So yeah, it's taught me a lot about commitment and doing things that are bigger than myself, doing it for the people that I'm with. I think music is really, really powerful, and getting to do that with some of my best friends is really awesome.
And I think that's what makes our marching band very special.
All right, Dan, that was an awesome game. Thanks for your energy. Thanks for everything you brought to the game. That was a lot of fun. I hope you had a good time.
Sarah. Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah McAuliffe, and I am one of the drum majors for the Big Red Marching Band. I'm here today with my bandmate, Patrick Johnson, who is the section leader for the Mellophones. I'm also joined by Dr. Gary Schallert, Dr. Matthew McCurry, and Dr. Scott Harris, the WKU band directors and faculty in the Department of WKU Music. We are here to share some exciting news about the Big Red Marching Band, the university's band program, and to provide some insight into how the band's halftime shows are really created and taught.
Steve Brown, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to start by saying that the Big Red Marching Band, though they stem from the Department of Music led by Dr. Lopes and PCAL, it's really a university community that's made up of various disciplines across the university. I do want to ask, how many people were in band and at some point of your life?
Hey, that's awesome.
So you can see the impact. You can become a board member. You can become a dean. You can become a president by being invested in marching band. And not just marching band, but just in bands in general. And I'm very proud of this organization and just wanted to highlight the commitment from our directors.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Matthew McCurry, and I have the honor and the privilege
privilege of being the director of the Big Red Marching Band. And the first thing I want to tell you is that we have a great, amazing group of students. And I can't say enough about how dedicated they are to the BRMB and how dedicated they are and proud they are to represent WKU. They love this school, and they show it every time you see them on the field, on a bus, anywhere. They will tell everybody how much they love WKU. They represent the university. They represent the great Commonwealth of Kentucky, not only in the region, but in our nation. And soon, they're going to do it internationally, and we are so proud of that. The Big Red Marching Band is a performing machine on game days. They do the Topper Walk. They do their 9-minute traditional pregame show that would stand up to any Division I marching band in the nation. And their high-energy performances for each show presented throughout the season stand up the same. The most common question I get asked throughout the season is, how do you do it? There are 300 people out there. How do they get to that spot on the field, and what do they do? How do we put this together for a ball game? And we're going to give you a little behind the scenes of that today so you can see it. Planning for the halftime show really starts in the spring and summer months. Right as soon as this season's over, we'll start planning for the next one and getting ready. We have to determine how many band members we're going to have, and we are proud of our numbers right now. We have a lot of people in this band. And the philosophy behind our show is to entertain the crowd while challenging the students to perform at a high level. These are our students. We want them to exceed expectations. We want them to perform well. And so we ask of that. We ask them to perform at their highest level. And for our music education students, it gives them a model for what they can follow when they graduate and they have their own bands, their own groups to perform. So we hope they take that with them. Most often we develop our shows that have great crowd appeal, tunes that the crowd will recognize and have them tapping their toes and singing along. We've had some fun themes like pop music divas or queens or rock and roll through the decades, and they've been a lot of fun. It really gets the crowd on their feet. This year, because of an exciting opportunity you're going to hear about, you've probably already heard about it, but you're going to hear about it in just a moment, we designed two shows around the British invasion and featured the Beatles and a lot of other groups about the British invasion, and it was great. Our first show showcased several iconic Beatles hits such as Get Back, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band, and Hey Jude. The second halftime show featured some British rock classics, Who Are You, Pinball Wizard, and closed with the iconic Rolling Stones hit, Paint It Black. Tunes that at the beginning of the season, when I asked the students if they were familiar with, you know, but now they sing it everywhere they go. They know the tunes, they sing it, they loved it, and they love performing those shows totally. So once we get that theme, we search for the best arrangements. Arrangements that are for college marching bands, that will challenge them, that gives everybody something fun to play. And so they're proud to perform that when they're on the field. And when we get those arrangements, the musical scores are sent to a drill rider who comes up with all those pictures that you see on the field. Each picture is called a set or a chart that is on the field. And that's fun to look at, but the most intriguing part, if you're watching the show, is how do they get from one place to the other, especially when there's 300 of them on the field. And those are the transitions, and they're a whole lot of fun. Now, that doesn't only happen once per show. We can have 40 to 60 sets in a show that they have to learn, they have to remember that they have to march in that show. And how do they do that, you know? These students are incredibly smart. They are so smart. They're playing music. They're perfecting marching fundamentals. They're synthesizing the musical and visual aspects of an 8-minute halftime show, and they're having a great time while they're doing it. So we want to give you just a little bit of insight on how that works in the next couple of minutes.
The drill rider provides us with drill charts that have coordinates for every member of the band and the counts related to specific measures and phrases of the music. Dr. McCurry's drill charts are printed on huge sheets of paper that he uses to teach the drill. And all of the students have the drill on our cell phones available with a special app that we use for learning the drill. When most people see a football field, they see a big green rectangle with a bunch of yard lines. When we see it, we see a giant graph with different points and coordinates that we use to navigate the field. For example, a coordinate sheet for a drill chart may say side 1, four steps inside the 30-yard line, and four steps behind the front hash. Each drill chart specifies for each band member their coordinate for that set. In the past, we had to make thousands of copies of drill charts printed on paper for the band that would end up in the recycling bin after we learned the shows. So this new method of learning drill saves money, time, and trees. It is a valuable tool to teach the drill quickly and efficiently using modern marching band technology.
Since the drill is written with computer-assisted drill writing software, we can animate the pictures to see how the drill evolves from one set to the next. Here's a sample of some drill charts from our last show, followed by the computer animation. Video clip from our halftime show from last Saturday where you can see how it all comes together.
Sarah and Patrick. Hello, I'm Gary Schallig, director of bands. Sarah made a reference a moment ago about some exciting news for the university and the band program. In 2025, we will be celebrating the 100th anniversary of the WKU band program. The first band at WKU was created in 1925 by Joyce Feltz, a student. On the previous slide, I don't know if we can go back one. Yeah, previous slide, there's a picture of that first band taken on the steps of Van Meter Hall in 1925 with 18 student musicians. The following year, a director was hired named Franz Strom, and new uniforms were purchased. Man, we have come a long way since that first band with 18 students in 1925. Stepping off our centenary year, on January 1st, 2025, the Big Red Marching Band will be leading the lead group in the London New Year's Day Parade. Summer of 2023 by officials from the London New Year's Day Parade and the Lord Mayor of Westminster's office with an invitation for the band to participate in the January 2025 parade. We felt that the timing was perfect, aligning with the 100th anniversary of the WKU band program. And we were excited to represent WKU by showcasing the Pride of the Hilltoppers on an international stage.
Dr. McCurry? So not only is the Big Red Marching Band performing in London, but the WKU Symphonic Band will be presenting a formal concert in London's Cadogan Concert Hall on Monday, December 30th. The Symphonic Band is made up of 90 student musicians, of whom the majority are also members of the Big Red Marching Band. The band will be performing American symphonic repertoire for a packed concert hall in London's Sloane Square. One of the compositions that will be performed will feature accomplished concert pianist and chair of the WKU Music Department, Dr. Zachary Lopes, who is here with us. He will be joining the band for a special performance of George Gershwin's favorite classic, Rhapsody in Blue. And it will be a superb concert. You won't want to miss. So let me tell you just a little bit more about the Big Red Marching Band. The 2024 Big Red Marching Band is the largest in school history with 300 members this year. And we are so excited about that. For several years now, the BRMB is the largest band in Kentucky. Yes, even larger than the schools to the north and east that we won't name. The BRMB is a very diverse group of students, including their academic majors, and we're really proud of this. There are more than 60 majors from all five of WKU's colleges that are in the marching band, and we love that. So a couple more fun facts, Dr. Harris, yes?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Scott Harris. I serve as one of the assistant directors of the marching band. And in the spirit of filling the room, I thought I would stand on this side of the room. And we are traveling to London. The band is coming back on December the 27th for a day of rehearsals, and we are getting on the planes, multiple planes, on December 28th to make the trip out of Nashville to a number of gateway cities out of the United States and over to London. And I wanted to share with you a couple of the specifics regarding that. We're going to be there for 7 days, 6 nights. We're taking 302 students, 3 band directors, 7 staff, and additional faculty, including Dr. Lopes, our 2 graduate assistants, Audrey McDowell, coach of the Topperettes, our dance team, and Mr. Charlie Pride, who is director of WKU Student Activities. We're thrilled that he and his wife, Julie, can join us on this trip. We also have 50 friends, alums, and family members that are joining us as well. So we're looking at a trip of 350 plus headed over to London. And of course, Big Red is joining us as well. We have to put Big Red on there and put him on TV, and we're gonna share that with all the world. Some of the highlights from our itinerary, in addition to the Symphonic Band performance and the Big Red Marching Band New Year's Day Parade, we will be enjoying a city tour of London, a Tower of London and Tower Bridge tour, Buckingham Palace, the Thames River Cruise, Westminster Abbey, Windsor Castle, and Oxford University, and so much more. A large contingent of our group is also going to Paris for a few days as an add-on trip, so it's really going to be exceptional for all of our students.
Dr. Absolutely. Like Dr. Harris said, 351 people. How do we get them there? How do we get all of our stuff there? We have so many instruments. We have concert band. We have marching band. Well, the good news is all of our instruments and equipment are going to be picked up next week, and they're going to be shipped over. They'll be at the hotel waiting for us when we get there. So we have a large international shipping company that's going to get that there. How are we going to get ourselves there? Well, our travel party is booked on 13 domestic flights out of Nashville on the 28th, and we fly to 7 gateway cities where we make our way across the Atlantic Ocean on 7 international flights. So we hope that we all get there at the same time. we did find out some fun facts. 65 of our students that are going with us have never been on an airplane. So what an opportunity. Yeah, the first one going over the ocean. 155 of the students traveling have never been out of the United States. And so what an experience for them to get to go submerge themselves in a different culture. We are so excited for that and for that opportunity. A couple more fun facts. We will be performing for more than 600,000 spectators that will line the streets in London to watch the parade. The parade will also be televised on New Year's Day throughout Europe and the United States to a television audience of 300 million viewers. It is possible that the band's participation in this parade
will be seen by more people than any other marketing opportunity we have ever had for the university. I'm not aware of any college sporting event with 600,000 spectators or 300 million viewers. How about that, folks? It's pretty cool.
Thank you so much for allowing us the opportunity to toot our horn. As you can see, we are very excited to showcase our incredible band and university in London for all of the world to see through our two performances. Go Tops!
Is there any questions you can answer?
I have one. So, it's going to be on PBS. Do we know what time that is?
The parade steps off at 12 o'clock, so we're 6 hours behind, so it'll be at 6 a.m.
We're
probably 6:30 by the time we get to the performing area.
Okay.
My understanding is that PBS is also really good about rebroadcasting the parade throughout the day on New Year's Day. So
okay.
As soon as we know when it will be televised here, we'll be sure to share that with the university community.
It's awesome.
Did you say Big Red is coming with y'all?
Any other questions?
We're excited.
Thank you so much.
I want to speak for all of us. We're so proud. Yeah, I mean, I love it. You know, halftime shows are awesome. You know, during the basketball games when the band plays, awesome. You know, everything is just, you know, we appreciate what you do. And you know, I don't think I can walk and chew gum, so I can what you all do, play an instrument and know some music and move the right steps. I mean, it's incredible. Definitely you're a multitaskers, all of you are. So thank you.
Thank you for such a great presentation.
Oh,
I think this is just a fabulous opportunity for our students. I just can't emphasize that enough. That, you know, 65 have never even been on an airplane, and half of them have never been out of the country. So,
and I often say the Big Red Band, they're the hardest working student organization that we have. They really, I mean, when you see all that they do.
Yeah. After seeing this presentation, they have.
And go to school.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I will add my thanks and appreciation for the hard work that goes into this. I remember one of the first conversations I had with Gary was, how big is our band and how long is it going to take us to get to 300? And the answer is, not too long, which is a good thing. I'm proud of the work that they do, but more importantly, how they represent our university. They're our largest student organization. They're the most visible brand representation of the university. But over time, watching the growth both in musicality, marching skills, they are an outstanding marching band, and they are the best marching band, not just in the Commonwealth, but in the region, and we're just going to continue supporting and growing them for that reason, but also because these are amazing students. The retention rate is higher than the retention rate of the average WKU student. The work that they do, not just for athletics, but representing us more broadly, and the relationship that they have across campus is second to none. And I will never forget the conversation around why are they wearing sweatpants and polo shirts. The reason for one season we had to wear those is because they outgrew the uniform collection. They grew so fast that we didn't have enough uniforms for them, so we had to get these uniforms for them by raising some money. And we continue to push and elevate the program, and it takes a lot of work to do that, and so for the faculty involved, my appreciation. And you got lots of band fans now.
Yeah,
it's good.
Love it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Richard Dennison.
Next item